I've never met anybody with any level of success that hasn't kind of gone through something tough. So can you tell us maybe something that you've gone through that was tough, but that you were able to overcome?
Yeah. I'll go backwards. So first, my dad passed away about 4 years ago, and that ties into this, but we'll work backwards. So about a year and a half ago, I had a really big radio identity crisis. And I think the theme here is meaningless. And I felt like what I was doing was meaningless. And I would wake up in the morning, and my first thing, eyes open, and my heart would just be pounding, beating through my chest. Has anyone been there? Yeah. Please tell me I'm not the only one, right? Like, yeah. Wake up, eyes open, pounding. And I'm like, whoa, that's not healthy, right? Like, that's not a good thing. And my mind would just race. Anxiety, right? Tons of anxiety about the show, and I got to do good, and I got to do this, and I'm not ready, and I got to get up and blah. And it was super unhealthy. So I went through this long journey of figuring out what my identity is. Like, who am I? And it took me a while to move away from, I'm Mike Slater, radio host. I'm not. I'm Mike Slater, who happens to host a radio show. And there's a big difference there. So I'd wake up first thing, and I still do. And it's, first I'm a child of God. And then I'm a husband. And now I'm a dad two times. And like, I'd roll through these things, and now I wake up much more at peace, which is very nice. So that's one. And then when my dad passed away about 4 years ago, who I adore, same thing. It's like, what am I doing? Like, am I yelling for 3 hours a day? And after he passed away, I would do these segments, and it would be like the stereotypical talk radio segment, right? Like, stupid Democrats. Sorry. I mean, that's just like, I shouldn't have done politics. I'm sorry. Sorry. That was really, sorry. It was like, oh, we were going so well, weren't we? It was like.
Everybody's, no, just
kidding. Half the room files out. Sorry. But like, I would do stuff like that, and I'd get done, and I would just be like, oh. What was that? Have you guys ever felt that where you do even a day or a meeting and you're like, that wasn't real. That wasn't. So I went on this journey to try to figure out what matters. And I think the key word that I like to use is eternal. So what's meaningful and what's eternal? What's true for all people for all time? And when we talk about those things, it feels right.
Yeah. So good.
While it seems like in society everyone's building their towers, right? Everyone's building their skyscrapers. And I just have this little hut, especially with social media and all that stuff. It's a lie, right? So the point of this series is to excavate. Take the time to excavate and find out who you are, who God's calling you to be, what your purpose is, your mission, your calling. Figure these things out, then build your foundation. And then God will build your tower. And then, unfortunately, as your tower's building, you'll see other towers crumble. Because they didn't build that foundation. They rushed. And that could be in their marriage. It can be in their professional careers. And you don't want to see that. But just take your time and do it right. And obviously invite God into the process. Because he is the point.